Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Maya Hawke was walking in public with her dad, Ethan Hawke, and someone approached them on the street and Ethan said he wasn't doing any more photos or autographs. The guy said, "I don't know who you are, man," and he wanted to talk to Robin instead. That probably had to sting that he wasn't even relevant anymore. But Maya's career is almost done, because she looks like she's already hit that horrible Nepo baby wall. Up next, Matt Damon was offered 10% of the profits from Avatar if he would star in the films, but he turned the offer down from James Cameron. The trilogy brought in $6 billion. Looks like an epic fail for Bad Will Hunting over here. And just know that the films would have grossed even more with Matt Damon in them. He still laughs about it and says that you'll never meet an actor that lost more money than he did. Damon had to finish filming one of the Bourne Identity films, and that's why he couldn't do it. Number three, why is it that women describe their exes as if they're the devil, while guys describe their exes as if they're angels? Women make their exes sound worse than they were to manipulate the new guy because they want him to feel like he's the best guy they've ever been with, even if he isn't. Meanwhile, guys describe their exes positively because they want the new woman to feel like the guy doesn't hate all women and that he isn't bitter. Also, we say positive things because we don't hate them. Moving on, one of the greatest train stations in the world, New York Penn Station, was demolished to make way for Madison Square Gardens. Yes, it was a beautiful building, but cars had made passenger trains mostly obsolete for long distances. As for Madison Square Gardens, ironically, it's neither a square nor a garden. Talk amongst yourselves. Historian Vincent Scully says, "Once we enter the city like a god, now we scuttle in like a rat." Number 5, now that Maduro is in custody in the United States, meet the current president of Venezuela. Doesn't she just look like the most sane and well-balanced person you've ever seen? Yes, but some people say that she looks like Jack Nicholson's Joker. She doesn't look all that diabolical to me and power drunk now, does she? Actually, I'm wrong. She doesn't look like the Joker at all. She looks more like Gollum's cousin. Up next, this 93-year-old man becomes a father and says, "I still got it. Women say they can do anything a man can. Let's see them do this." Actually, he's not the father, as they used the sperm donor. So he's just the oldest cuck in the world, and his cuck chair is probably a rocking chair at this point. And that lady and her child are set to get an inheritance very soon. On the bright side, at least he's not selfish, making a kid grow up without a father. Hopefully the kid will eventually find the donor. Number 7, a man in India married his wife while wearing a wig to cover up his baldness. And once she found out, she called the authorities and had him arrested. But if a woman hid her medical issues or notch count, no one would actually care, and she wouldn't be punished for it. I thought I'd heard it all, but now I've heard of a man being arrested for baldness. By the very same logic, a woman using makeup during the wedding should also be arrested, or one that hides her past. Moving on, who's this granny? It's none other than Amy Schumer, and she's showing off her weight loss in a series of bikini pictures while getting divorced. I think we can safely assume that both the skinny and fat Amy Schumer is unattractive. Also, there's nothing more unattractive to me than a woman that has those lines on her neck. I think that my favorite version of Amy Schumer is the one with a bang over her head. Number 9, some people are scared of being too happy because they think something bad will happen. It's known as cheerophobia. It's a rational fear, though. When bad things happen to you enough times, and when you finally go through good periods of time, you start to anticipate the horror show that's going to start shortly, and that your luck is about to run out. That's not crazy or irrational. That's just what happens. Given enough time, something will go wrong. Up next, check out this Marxist migrant group in Canada facing deportation due to expired visas, calling for a revolution. They're plotting strikes and protests. This is what desperation looks like. When your visa expires, it's time to leave. You were scammed by your own people at home promising to give you citizenship if you worked at Tim Hortons, and went into a diploma mill, and it's time to admit that you were scammed and leave. They aren't citizens, they don't have rights as Canadians. Number 11, Americans are increasingly ditching cheese because Pfizer's lab-made enzyme is now in 90% of cheese, and it's not being labeled as such. Boy, am I glad I don't eat dairy anymore, because it causes my skin to flare up. Not only that, but shredded cheese bags contain nanomycin, which is an antibiotic. But it's not found in blocks of cheese. But Pfizer's ingredient still is. You're safe if you eat USDA-certified organic cheeses. They're free of this. Moving on, this Muslim woman in France is complaining because she can't find a job because of her hijab. Maybe she should migrate to a Muslim country where she'll have some better luck. But she won't, and in the meantime, she's going to gain double victim status for saying this, being both a Muslim and a woman. And you know, she's probably going to use this as an excuse to stay on welfare. There, you've been fixed, and now you can go find a job again. Number 13, here's the difference between classical architecture and modern one. I don't have a problem with well-designed modern buildings, so long as they're built without knocking down the old ones. I think the reason past generations destroyed old buildings to put up modern ones is because there were so many old buildings that they were tired of old designs and wanted something new. They didn't realize that they were destroying their own history. Up next, remember guys that the leading cause of injury in old men is them still thinking that they're still young men. And that doesn't just apply to traditional physical things like your back, knee, and hips. I put myself through so much stress that I triggered all kinds of wonderful autoimmune conditions, simply by using my mind intensely. Our brains still think we're 25, and as they say, youth is wasted on the young. The advantage you gain from age, if you do the work, is emotional regulation and wisdom, being more productive by working less. Number 15, here's the difference between the goth style that boys like versus men. But what if you like both styles like me? Am I technically a man-child? Because I don't think they're mutually exclusive, and if a woman likes ancient architecture, she's keeper material, so long as you don't marry her. I'd also like to put my man-thedral in her cooch. That is all. Moving on, you'll never guess where this schnoz of a woman is from, and she's promoting that we should replace the Japanese. Replace them with whom? Rochelle says that there are people who want to live in Japan and that they will benefit from bringing them in. She promotes multiculturalism, yet in her country of origin, they sterilized the Ethiopians so they wouldn't reproduce. She also says that Canada has done well with immigration. Now she's just gaslighting us. Number 17 is Jason Statham going for a walk with his wife and son. Dude looks like a deer in headlights here. He's probably thinking, what have I done marrying this woman? Either that or he's just trolling the paparazzi with that look on his face. I guess that when you're rich and famous, just going out for a walk becomes news. That's one of the reasons I've kept my face off the internet and remained anonymous, because I want my privacy. Up next, Canada just paused its program of allowing new immigrants to sponsor their parents and grandparents to get them in the country. Good, because they'll just come here and get free benefits from the government in the form of old age supplements. Suddenly, Canada's doing a 180 on immigration policy. There must be more people like me leaving to live in the States for a bit. I'm just a snowbird for a few months. Next year, hopefully it'll be 6 months. Hell, I might even apply for an influencer visa. Number 19, Ana de Armas beat out Cynthia Erivo and others to win the most beautiful female star of 2025. And some people are saying that Cynthia Erivo was robbed. But who would rob Skeletor here? I also think she looks more like an anorexic chicken. She doesn't even have any meat on her bones. These so-called awards are kind of dumb. In 5 years, we the people will be making our own films and television, and all these women will be left under a bridge eating a bag of oatmeal. Ana de Armas is almost 40 years old now. That's ancient for Hollyweird. Moving on, this tattoo goes viral after nobody can figure out what it says. But isn't that already most tattoos these days? It's a non-linear one. It says whatever you want it to say. Here are some possibilities. If not then. If now then. Or it when. It kind of messes with people because there are no complete coherent sentences. Someone named Cohen decodes this for me and thinks it says, if not now, then when? That's the best possibility. Number 21, this guy says to deport liberal white women. I ask where? Maybe to any communist country of their choice like Cuba, Venezuela, or North Korea. Unfortunately for them, none of those countries would take them in. If we did deport them, I bet the fertility rate wouldn't actually change all that much. There would just be millions of lonely cats and many liquor store owners that have to close because they'd lose their best box wine customers. Up next, this is Star Trek now. Who is this even for? They might as well call it Kardashian Trek. Star Trek was made for straight men originally. That's a demographic that watches science fiction the most. It wasn't made for alphabet people twerking folks and females. It hasn't been profitable for 10 years now. Putting out bad Star Trek is being done intentionally to destroy the memory of the good stuff that came before it. The first 5 series were timeless, and as you can see from these pictures, were made for men who enjoyed hot women. Number 23, after Trump's incursion in Venezuela, here come the refugees. But please be careful because many of them have penises. For some reason, trans communities are exploding in that country along with Brazil. But regardless of if they have a schwing-schwing or not, if millions of women like this tried flooding into America, the feminists would force the border closed. They can't have foreign women stealing men they've worked so hard to divorce rape. Moving on, this is Mussolini's granddaughter, by the way. She's hot, and I'm sure he would be proud if he didn't actually have to swing from a rope. As for Stalin, here's one of his granddaughters, and her name is Olga Peters. But she changed it to Charisse Evans. And surprise, she lives in Portland, Oregon. Such a fitting place for a communist, and I'm sure that there are people in the city that see her as a hero, because of who her grandpappy was. Number 25 and the last one, this is obviously fake, but it's supposedly her new boyfriend. He looks like a former Minneapolis daycare center manager. Where do they meet? On Deliveroo. Also looking at his face, you know what it says, and that is, what have I done? I regret everything. But the one that's really going to regret it is Greta, because once she burns the coal, it's going to cost her a lot to pay the toll. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.